Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, a service of Liberty Bank, 12th and Main in Batesville. The bank is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for your convenience. Charity dental clinics across Arkansas are seeing high demand from uninsured adults suffering from an array of dental problems. This month, Arkansas Medicaid launched its adult dental program, for which an estimated 130,000 Arkansans are eligible. But charity clinic officials say the program will only partially alleviate demand, since many uninsured will not qualify for Medicaid. It's the Booze Boost. Booze is giving a boost to city coffers in Jonesboro. Beginning in July, the city increased from 3 to 5% its tax on gross alcohol sales at private clubs. As a result, city officials say revenue to the city nearly doubled in July to more than $20,000. The city uses the money for law enforcement and education. Dateline Stone County, a Oney, Arkansas couple's been arrested on drunk charges. Circuit court filings say 55-year-old Darvin Martin and 51-year-old Janice F. Martin were arrested at their residence on August 20th. Police had came there to execute a warrant allowing them to search for evidence in the theft of a white 1986 Chevy pickup truck and a maroon 1994 GMC pickup that were stolen on July 10th of this year. The court information said during the search, police found drug paraphernalia in the residence, also a green pickup truck in a shop building with two maroon fenders. They also found 7 grams of meth in the truck. It was individually wrapped. In addition, the court filing said marijuana, marijuana seeds, firearms, including a sawed-off shotgun, were found. The court filing went on to say that the vehicle parts recovered at the Martin residence were positively identified as coming from one of the vehicles reported stolen. Darvin Martin was placed on a $30,000 bond and Janice Martin on a $10,000 bond. Darvin Martin was charged with 5 drug-related felonies, Janice Martin with 2. The University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville continues to be troubled with theft, this time in the adult education building. Police say surveillance video showed a man covering his face and half his body with an umbrella, came into the building, moved down the hallway, pushed one security camera until it faced the wall, and unplugged another one. It was apparently afterwards that a laptop computer was stolen. Police say there was no evidence of forced entry into the building. The laptop is valued at $1,000. A study by Tennessee nonprofit group is proposing changes in the way agricultural land in the Delta is used. It suggests growing plants that can be turned into biofuels or plastics. Agencies from Arkansas and 4 other states help fund the study. Happy birthday, Internet! The net turning 40 on Wednesday. You know, few people were paying attention back on September 2nd, 1969, when about 20 people gathered at a lab at UCLA. They were watching 2 bulky computers passing meaningless test data through a 15-foot gray cable. But those tests by Len Kleinrock and his team would lead to the Internet as we know it. Today, experts in the field say the net is facing a midlife crisis, with spam and hacking forcing network operators to erect security firewalls. Others fear that commercial and competitive interests are stifling the innovation that marked the early years. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene, Gary B. This local and regional update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.